I was in love with this world, with this city, with this beautiful sunny morning and the salt breeze wafting off the Pacific. I almost wanted to take another trip around the block just to bask in the bustle of humanity around Santa Monica. But the guys were waiting, so I dutifully carried my haul back to the Dragon Scale to deliver it. The door jingled as I opened it. I loved music, even little bells. "Breakfast is served," I announced, pushing through and letting the door swing closed behind me. Nobody moved or said a thing, which was odd, because I'd have at least expected Keegan to be drooling on me the second I walked in, already rifling through the bag and pulling out an everything bagel, then swiping the locks. I had to get two of everything, one for him and one for everyone else. The man was a beast. By the time I made it around the counter and deposited the bagels onto the corner table, the three of them still hadn't budged, and my empathic nature clued me in that mood in the room was distinctly interested in something. Keegan was propped back against the checkout counter, his attention following something in the store, and both Willem and Sandor were leaning on the glass top behind the register, just as transfixed. I handed out coffees, which my apparently hypnotized friends accepted wordlessly and began to drink. I leaned close to Keegan, and in an exaggerated whisper said, "What's up, dude?" He tilted his scruffy chin toward the store at large. I didn't see her at first, as I scanned the racks of instruments and shelves of sheet music. Then, she stood up beyond one of the shelves, her dark hair shining in an ebony cascade over her brown shoulders. She was holding a guitar. My heart skipped a beat.